Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Mad or Glad, Inner Side. Hello, everybody, and good weekend. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Cold.
I did too.
Winter cold.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
Abnormal cold.
Yeah,
it's only supposed to be 34 for the high. But, you know, so they say.
Yeah.
But they never know. More confusion, more fuel added to the fire. I don't know if you heard it, but I heard it on NBC. And they're saying now that the two variants, Delta and the Abercrum, whatever they call it, it's crummy, all right.
Omicron. Yeah, it's Omicron.
Yeah.
Crummy,
all right. Omicron, whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway, the two of them supposedly have combined together. And one of the major vaccine creators, I'm not going to mention the name. I don't want their name on my show. They have to give me $1 million.
There you go.
One of them is saying that two vaccines are not enough against this. You got to have four.
Four?
So now they're coming up with another booster. I heard that Facebook employees won't be going back to work the 31st. They extended it to March. Everybody has to be vaccinated.
Right.
That means a lot of people are going to get sick over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering, I was talking to my brother, and we're both wondering, how many people, they don't tell you this, how many people have gotten vaccinated who had the virus when they were vaccinated? And how many have died from that? There's another statistic. Now, you got all these people, millions upon millions being vaccinated. There's all kinds of discrepancies that you don't hear about. And that's one of them. How many people have been misinformed with the test, told they didn't have the virus, got vaccinated, and later found out that they had
the virus.
The test was wrong.
I know the other way around. Usually they don't make you get tested. They ask you these few questions when you go into the vaccination center. Have you experienced any flu-like symptoms? Have you experienced any cough? Have you, they gave the whole nine about has just nose a smell has
well,
that
could
been
be a
altered.
Thousand different conditions that you could get that from.
I know, but they keep asking. They keep asking all the symptoms of COVID, and if you've had any of them,
but that could be a thousand
then they won't
other
let
things.
You through the door. Then they won't let you through the door. I said no to most of them, so they let me.
Well, how do you know people answer correctly? You don't know that.
Then it's on them, isn't it? They shouldn't be getting it when they have a cold or whatever. It's on them, isn't it?
Right? Yeah, right. It shouldn't. Well, how many people know what they're feeling or what they have? A lot of people don't even know.
People don't. They can't even describe what they have.
You know.
So tell somebody, what's your pain feel like? Pain. That's what my dad used to say. Pain. I know it's
the
pain.
The point is, it's very confusing when you have a system that is prejudiced against other types of health.
Of course.
That's the point.
I get it.
Because they're prejudiced, they don't go beyond what somebody may have or may not have. Now, the other thing I was talking about, what's involved that now they have a home test?
Yeah, they do.
I heard? Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Is that test accessible?
No, I don't
everybody?
Think so. I don't think so.
How the hell are you supposed to read that crap if you're blind?
You don't. I wish it would be like, you can't.
There's
you don't.
No control.
Yeah, I know.
You can't read it. You got to rely on somebody else to read that.
And who's going to read
it? How do you know they read it right?
Yeah. I heard I think
stuff,
it's done
man.
By urine. I think it's done by urine. Your urine? I don't know exactly how it's done. Or it can't be done with the swab. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it's done.
I don't know, but I bet you any money it's not accessible to all.
Oh, I tell you it's not accessible. They had to make that quick.
Somebody told me I ought to bring a lawsuit.
Yeah, you ought to.
About that.
You ought to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
for all
stop
those blind
into
people
the
who can't. Yeah, grab a.
Huh?
Grab a home test and bring a lawsuit. Yeah.
I'm going to stop into the pharmacy maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
And just ask them what that is and how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for the hell of it. I mean,
well,
I'd have
might
to talk
be
to...
worth your while to purchase one.
I'd have to talk to a lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to buy unless I talk to a lawyer.
That's it, yeah.
You know, see what happens.
Yeah.
So now what's happening is, now before this virus came in, if you listened in a site, you've heard us talk about, you know, bring in enforcement, bring in accessibility for everything that everybody else has, and give it to us. Let the agencies start raising the money to make it happen. Take the burden off the taxpayers, so on and so forth. Now they have an excuse. They're blaming the virus. Well, they can't. Why they can't do things?
Yeah, it's true.
That's a lame ass excuse.
That's
because
it.
We told them years ago. So now it's a thousand times worse for those who are disabled because they refuse to give us equality and accessibility. So we have to suffer more because people aren't disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Now analyze that statement, you know.
Yeah.
Because people aren't disabled, we have to suffer more. If everyone was disabled, or if the majority of people were disabled, let's say, you know, everything would have to be accessible, wouldn't it? They'd be digging up the damn streets and putting in all the ramps and every
That's
other
true.
Damn thing, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They would have
it
to.
Would. Yeah.
But because we're
Certainly
not.
Would.
We're a smaller minority.
Outfit, yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of pitfalls, and they're using us to get money, and not giving us enforcement.
Yeah.
So there you have another dilemma. We have to suffer because people aren't disabled. Think about it.
Yeah.
It's true. We suffer more.
I agree.
Because the next person's not disabled.
That's true. And they're saying, well, why do we need more than a certain whatever? And you're sitting there like, okay, why do we need that? Usually they're asking.
I mean, it's another way to look at it.
Prove it.
If more people were disabled, it would be easier for us.
It sure would be. Because there'd be more people complaining.
Yeah. So there you have it. Mad or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you could call in here. 213-816-1650. Brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down there in Toms River, New Jersey. And my dog had a lot of work cut out for her today. There was a big truck in the crosswalk.
Wow.
And you know, she
That
should she stopped.
Not be.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's an emergency, you know, I don't know what kind of trouble it
was. You don't know, yeah.
But she stopped and evaluated the situation. She said she didn't I told her to go and she hesitated and she looked and she finally she deemed it safe. We had the light, and she went.
Well, that's good.
But there's a real judgment call on the part
on the dog, yeah.
of a service dog.
Yeah.
Another reason why that there should be a law to protect people who are denied that safety. Now, if I'd have had my cane, I wouldn't know what the hell was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I'd have to rely on somebody else to get me across. And you know how dangerous that is?
Oh, yeah.
Forget it, man. That I've had bad experiences with that. That's horrible. So get with it, politicians. License these damn schools. Protect a blind person's safety the way your safety is protected. And that's a definite mad.
Yeah.
Big East, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. All the beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, all the little ones, and those who have passed away, those who are with us, watch out for them, take care of them. God bless the beast and the children, and the song that Karen Carpenter had a while back.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Yeah. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, friend. 631-888-1186. And he's a good friend to Inner Sight. We thank him for his help. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, and get an honest opinion with Mr. Kennedy. Realty, 631-888-1186. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? We got the number for you. Nobody starved on Long Island. Gary would be the guy you'd talk to. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and the medical when he's able to do it. Ask him about that.
Yeah.
All right, again, that number, 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. And Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. The Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank Tracy Garner for her. Her book is out on Amazon. Now, I'm not sure the exact title, but you put in Tracy's name and you will get, you go to Amazon. Put in Tracy Garner's name.
T-R-A-C-E-E, and it's G-A-R-N-E-R, Garner.
All right. Thanks for that, Garner.
Yes.
And you'll get the, you'll find the book. Some of the proceeds go to Inner Sight to help us turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And we're planning a big campaign on that, so.
Yes.
I hope everybody buys a lot of books.
Oh, yeah.
And helps us hire a webmaster to kick off our campaign.
Oh, yeah. We need it bad.
All right. Inner Sight. And I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 for their donation, helping keep the show on the air. Information over there. You can call them about legislation, advocacy, any you want to know any information on Social Security and all that stuff. 631-880-7929 Silo. Thanks Suffolk Bus Corp for their help keeping this show on the air. Greatly appreciated. And all of our friends we appreciate. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. We'd like to see the other agencies come forward and join us. You know, help us take your choice. You know, you want to help us with the service dog thing. You want to help us with the nursing home enforcement on accessibility. Those are the three main
things,
subjects that we usually dwell on. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's
Oof.
That's the answer. That's the solving of that problem. So make it so that a person doesn't have to go to a nurse, cannot go to a nursing home.
That's right.
Cannot go. There's the key.
Yeah.
That's the only solution. Any other solution, it doesn't mean a damn thing. Because
it doesn't
the nursing
really
homes
teach
are
them
there.
This, that, and the other thing. You know what it means? It means squat. Because you could teach them all you want. They're just going to turn around, and there's still the physical building there, and still the owner, and still everything. And if there's no place to put people, then there will be no place whatsoever. And you could take and change that place to something else. Simply.
We don't want people living under the threat that they got to go to a nursing home.
That's me all the time.
That's what has to be changed. That's what has to be gotten rid of. People should not live under that threat. Only the disabled and the elderly who don't have the means have to live under that threat.
Mm-hmm.
People that have the means don't have to live under that threat, and they know it.
That's right.
They can stay in their own home and get all the help they need. Everybody should have that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about making people rich. We're talking about keeping their lives safe. And a lot of those people could contribute to society and pay taxes and have a little job right from home. That's pretty common now anyway. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Able News. On and about the disabled. You got the...
No, I'm going to say it because all of a sudden I can't get to the studio.
Oh, whatever way.
Which is not good.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has that personals page that boasts two marriages. They also have that classified section that you can go to and get all your different stuff that you could place on that, like say if you need a shaver or something, you could get it from there, doubt it. All right. And then also they have a free subscription that you can download and, you know, access it every month if you'd like. So back to you, Frank.
All right. Thank you, Angela Melanie, Able News. We appreciate it, and we'll have to send her a note and update the article, the ad a little bit. Enable.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Matt or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. If you call in, turn down your radio, television, video, whatever it is you got there. Try to avoid the speaker phone. Better reception on the regular landline on the Inner Sight. And, you know, keep it clean, all right? Or otherwise, we got to boot you off. All right, any callers?
Wow, we have a lot of callers. Ho, ho.
All right.
Okay. We have some new ones, too, who want to speak. Who do you want to start
all
with
right.
first? Somebody we know or somebody new?
Let's take a new call.
Okay.
Inner Sight
Here
Live.
Here we come. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello? You're live.
Talk
on
the
site.
Air? All right. Maybe
they
just
want to
listen.
Yeah. No,
right.
They wanted to talk, but I guess.
All right. If you change your mind, call her queuing again. All right. Who else?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Now we have another. Hold on.
Inner Sight Live.
Hello?
Around the world. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Hav. How are you?
Doing well. How are
good,
you doing,
Bob? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm here with Ronnie, my father. We listen to your show. We enjoy it.
Thank you.
He did some. What's that?
I said thank you.
Of course. He did something I thought was pretty brave in his older age. He's converting to Judaism.
Oh.
Who, your dad?
My father, yes. He felt a calling,
nice.
And now he's converting.
That's great.
Yeah,
he's actually...
At 72 years old, believe it or not, he is going to be bar mitzvah for the very first time.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. My mom was Jewish. My dad was Italian. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, we are Italian. That's what he is. So I guess he's going the way of you in a sense. But are you familiar with any of the Jewish prayers?
A little bit. I'm not an expert, but I'm familiar with the Bible.
Because he has to learn all these Jewish prayers now for the Bar Mitzvah day. It's a big part of the ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is that going to be in English, or do you have to learn Hebrew?
Yeah, you probably
will. Well, that's it. It's all in Hebrew. So he's been practicing because we're going to have a very small ceremony because of, for obvious reasons, but there's still going to be, you know, the grandkids there, that type of thing, a rabbi. So he's been practicing.
Wow, that's cool.
And
I'm sure.
Well,
do
I was
good,
curious.
Right.
I didn't know. What's that, sir?
You didn't
you
know
what?
I'm
say?
Sorry. Huh?
I didn't hear you.
No, I said I'm sure he'll do well with the Hebrew.
Well, I hope he does. I said, why? I said, you should practice. Well, I was listening to the Inner Sight show. I said, you should come on and practice a bit for them. And he said that he would do that. So I wonder if he could come on and recite very briefly those prayers, and you can give him some feedback.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to have him.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, hang on. Ron, Dad. All right, I'm handing the phone.
Hello?
Hey,
hello.
How are you?
This is Ronnie. How are you doing? Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
I'm nervous. Yeah, my son told you what I'm up to today, right?
Yeah, you're
going to
be...
All right, hang on. What I'm going to do here, I'm going to pull out my book because I got a book with these prayers, and I'm going to try them. You know the prayers?
I don't know them, no.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me know how you think I did. Okay, here we go. So this is the prayer over bread. Okay. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim. Oh, God. See, I'm messing up. Hang on. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Ahenu Shalom Yemavidya. I'm nervous, guys. I'm really nervous.
Don't worry.
You don't have a coach to help you with the Hebrew?
Of course I have a coach, but I still, at the end of the day, have to do it by myself. And this is why it's very difficult at my age to put my thoughts together, especially in a different language.
All right, well, take time.
Make
you know.
Yourself
Hebrew's
some,
not the easiest
like,
language.
It isn't very easy to,
well,
you know,
I mean, how do you think I'm doing?
I think you're doing good.
Trying. You're doing good. You're trying.
I recognize one word, Adonai, which means the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, all right, let's try it one last time. Baruch Atah Adonai, and Ahelu Shela Shalom, and Amat Yadam Barei. God.
Why don't you pray? It might help.
What?
Well, listen, you keep on practicing and call us again.
Well,
and,
cut me off. If you cut me off, I can't do it, goddammit.
Go ahead, do it.
We're not going to cut you off, but we got to take another caller.
Well, you're...
But thank you for calling.
I'm trying to do this, and you're giving me the old cane, the old send-off. I mean, don't go.
No, we're not.
We're not.
We're telling you you could call back in anytime you want.
Yes, you can. Once you got practiced a little bit, we could answer the call
again. We have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, I'm trying to practice right now, goddammit, and you're getting up in my grill.
Suzanne.
Yeah. I'm here. Okay, we have another caller. You ready?
When I tell you we have another caller, you move. Get him off the air.
I did.
All right.
It's just that my finger didn't go fast enough.
Who do we have? Another caller?
We have, yes, Anthony.
Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm good. So, Suzanne, I'm curious. Can you check the ratings on the show for Friday night? How many people were listening?
I could guesstimate it, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I'm curious.
Okay,
how
hold on.
We're doing the ratings lately. And, Frank, what is, it's escaping my mind, what is that book about that the proceeds are going to help in a site?
Oh, it's about,
it's
her first book on disabilities.
Yeah.
You know, anecdotes about how to get through when you're disabled, you know, ideas and all that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll give everybody some.
Sorry.
40 people. Yeah, hopefully we'll give everybody some encouragement, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the idea of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and InnerSight could definitely use the donations.
But
she's
backing it up with you know, using it to help us raise money, which to me gives the book a lot more validity because she believes in what we're doing. See, it's not just somebody with another book. Here's somebody who really wants to get rid of these nursing homes.
Uh-huh.
That makes a
difference. Think, yeah, I mean, we would do a lot more than any of these organizations would do because we're out-of-the-box thinkers and, you know, we're not traditional and, you know, we say what we feel and we're not afraid to express it and, you know, think alternatively and explore different avenues and believe me, the day that, you know, we start getting more and more people into their homes and with home care, I think everybody in every religion there is and every church there is and every country and every state is going to be praying and rejoicing and we'll all, you know, have learned our Jewish prayers by then and, you know, whatever
religion
that, you know, we are interested in because, you know, people are sick and tired of it and, you know, I think that people have, you know, false hope in small nursing homes because they tend to think, oh, well, this nursing home is small, but my relative will get better care. And it's really the same. And, you know, smaller just means less funding and less staff and less beds.
Well, I'd like to see I wouldn't ask disabled people to put up money, but I'd like to see every disabled person try to sell 5 books of McTracy's book, you know. Inner Sight will buy 10 books, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see every disabled person try to sell 5 to help turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, nobody wants to go to a nursing home. Every disabled person has a future in this, especially if you're young.
Yeah.
You know? You don't want to go to those damn places when you get a certain age you know. So everybody should really get on the bandwagon with this thing. and help us. The first thing we're going to do with any kind of money is hire a webmaster to blast this stuff all over the internet. We're going to do pop-ups. We're going to do the Facebook. We're going to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And let people know that we want to not only turn these nursing homes into accessible housing, but free up the money to help people now with this economy. How important is that? There's a lot of money there that could be helping people instead of keeping people in captivity. It's horrible,
mm-hmm.
man.
Yeah, I was talking to a lady earlier today that, you know, she's in a chat group I'm in, and she's blind and she's older, you know, she's elderly. And, you know, she lives with her husband, and he's also blind, and, you know, we were all talking about how unfair it was, you know, that when you go into a nursing home, you have no hope of getting out, because if you have a house, the government, you know, in a lot of states will take your house from you,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, how people have nowhere to go once they get out, and, you know, I don't know the circumstances in which, you know, they'll decide to take it. I guess it might depend how much money, you know, your house is worth, or, you know, how much they spent on you, or how long you're in the nursing home, but, you know, once they, you know, spend some money on you when you're disabled, it always seems like they try to pull you back into poverty. There's nothing you could do to get out of it because, you know, every time you start to climb the steps, they'll, you know, knock you back down again because the whole system is designed to where you can't have any money to survive, to get ahead. You know, you have to be poor, you know, dirt poor in order to get any kind of government programs. And when you're not, they put you on these government spend downs. So, you know, basically you have to live your life in fear forever because, you know, anybody can run the risk of going to a nursing home at any time. Anybody could get sick. Anybody could fall, break their hip. And then, we know the routine. They'll start the, well, we could give you 4 hours, 3 days a week, and, you know, that's all Medicare covers. And then, well, what do you do after that? And we don't know, and none of our governors have ever done anything to change it. And we can thank Cuomo for his war on the disabled and, you know, war on those in need of care because he was the one who was instrumental to start this Medicaid redesign team overall. And he was the one that started, you know, the redesign of home care and said that it cost too much money. And then he didn't really seem to have any feeling or any heart behind putting all those people in a nursing home when the coronavirus thing happened and, you know, lied about
it. I was thinking today, and I came up with a way how this Governor Kathy could really do something magnificent. $196 billion spent on the nursing home. Now, I don't know what the cut is for New York State, but it's got to be very big. You know, if she were to free up that money that's going to the nursing homes and help us turn them into accessible housing, and she could do that because she's in control of the real estate in this state, more or less, you know. If she were to free up that money and use it to give the home health aides a raise instead of the state having to spend the money, look at what that would do. She could give these home health aides a raise and give them the people who work in the nursing homes first choice at a job as a private aide in the new accessible housing. I mean, what a thing that would be.
Yeah, there are those who would go right for it. But, Frank, I'm not, you know, I don't mean to bash people who work in a nursing home, but it's on my mind, so I have to say it because it's what I feel, and on the site we express our true feelings. And I kind of feel like people who work in the facility enjoy it because of the feeling of job security in the sense that they're afraid that when these patients die, they're not going to have anybody else and be able to, you know, land another job
give
right
them
away.
Job security. You bring in the agencies and let them start raising the money.
I know.
That should give them a job plan.
I agree with that, Frank, but I believe that some of these people are, you know, in love with working in a nursing home because, you know, like I said, the constant flow of patients and they never have to worry about being without a job for a day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's always there. One
Everything
dies
has
and,
to change.
I agree
well,
with that.
Things change all the time.
Well, you know what? They could get a job that's closer, that it won't be that much travel, that is closer to them. And also in the area that they live, it's a lot easier to hop in and then hop out when they have those, you know, different duty shifts that they can actually be moved around better. You know, I know it's not that good for the virus, but they've got to, you know, just make sure that the aides are clean almost every day.
I hate to be so down about it, but, you know, I kind of wonder to myself how many, you know, people are going to want to do the extra work that, you know, that is in home care. Because I'm not saying that it's that challenging or that they couldn't do it, but, you know, a lot of these people get away with nonsense that work in the nursing home and, you know, ignore and neglect people. I'm not saying that they don't do that in home care, but it's not as easy because, you know, you could just call your coordinator and change them in the nursing home. They're always there and, you know, they know that they're needed and these people have no way out. So, you know, they've got you under their thumb. But when they work for you in your home, you know, they're actually technically working for you more than they work for the agency because, you know, you can decide to get rid of them at any time. But I wonder, you know, I wanted to give out the number again to Governor Kathy Hochul's office to encourage people to, you know, call and, you know, ask for the raise for the home health aides. It's 518-474-8390. And, you know, I mean, I wish Innocyte the best of luck with
that.
It. I'm sorry, 518-474-8390. You can call it to, you know, leave a recorded message and share your ideas on how to improve, you know, New York State. And
you think she's
going to
hear that stuff?
I think that it's shared with her, yes. I mean, and I'm sure that a lot of people call about it.
I'll take the last four numbers. You're too fast for me.
I'm
My
sorry.
Eyes don't work that fast.
It's area code 518-474-8390. And
thank you.
You know, and you can email her online, too. And, you know, I'll continue to work with Innocyte about it. But, you know, I really think that for a lot of these nursing home owners, you know, they're thinking to themselves, well, all these people.
Do you know her
email,
Anthony? Excuse me.
I don't, but if you log on to her website, it's, you know, it's there.
Because we have an email. We're trying to get an appointment with her. Have we sent out that email?
No. Because the only thing we did was the Twitter.
Well, send it out. Go to the website and get her email.
Well, I don't know the website. I mean, I'm not magically with that, too.
If you go to nyc.gov, if you go to nyc.gov, there should be a list of different elected officials, and you can, you know, click on the link to her page, you know, and you could send her your comments and, you know, try
Sometimes
and...
Sometimes they're not that clear, meaning the print is not that big or clear for me to realize what is on there. So I got to actually take a better look at it.
Yeah, it's probably a long, you know, URL address, you know, a long email address that's governor.state.ny. I don't know what, but, you know, you can look into it. You know, it's definitely worth a try.
Yeah, I will.
That's why I asked you
for the number because I was going to call and I was going to ask for the email address.
Yeah, it's definitely on there, I think. You know, it'll tell you or you can ask someone, you know, you can speak to one of our representatives and you can get her email address, you know. But what else was I going to say? I guess, you know, that's about it. But, you know, it's be a very interesting thing if, you know, and a very positive thing if we do get, you know, the response that we're looking for, you know, from her, for Inner Sight and for the disabled, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and then she's campaigning.
Oh, yeah.
and then
we're
going to
be fighting for it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
We're going to be fighting for it. Good, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And
thanks
then,
a lot,
know,
Anthony.
Yes,
all right. You're welcome, Frank. Thank you, Suzanne. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight, Monday, Matter Glad, and 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Anything you're mad about or glad about. But, you know, one of the biggest things, and we're going to do a show on this on Thursday, how the disabled community can help this economy. If the government would listen to us, you know, if they would put into practice some of these ideas which does not require them to put out money. The money's already there.
That's
true. So we'll go into that this coming Thursday. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday is the nursing home program. Get rid of the nursing home. Turn them into accessible housing. And we'll try to get more information on Tracy's book for the Wednesday show. You know, the exact title and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Inner Sight. Friday's the funniest. Friday we goof off over here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, Anthony wanted to know a total. Can we get a total?
Of that particular day?
Latest,
yeah, it was 40. I gave it to
latest him. Total.
Oh, latest big
on
total.
Listens.
Okay, hold on.
Give on
me a second.
Inner Sight
I hope
Live.
I don't lose this page. Oh, man, hold on. I'm barely holding on
all right.
To the show. Okay. Let me get a total tomorrow, if I may, because I'm having a little trouble with the show still.
Oh, you can't find it?
No, it's returning back to the page that's been giving me trouble. I got to reload my phone tomorrow.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and, you know, you have to be glad that you can come on the air and do a show like this and care about people and have ideas that if only the government and the politicians and the agencies would pick up on, you know.
Yeah.
And so that we can help not only those who are disabled, but everybody else. You heard us talking about that. Look at all the money that's being wasted to keep people in these institutions.
I got the total when you're ready.
We don't want that. We want to help not only the disabled, but all their families, who many of whom are not disabled, all the young people that are not disabled. I mean, people don't realize how within that movie, the line that the angel said to Jimmy Stewart, and It's a Wonderful Life, isn't it strange how one life affects another?
That's true.
It's so true.
It does.
You know, so, Governor, hear us. President, I mean, this president hasn't done a damn thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got to wake up and start helping people. His popularity is way down. If he'd listen to us, it might come up a little bit.
Yep.
All right, what do you got, a number?
Yep. 112,000, hold on, 890.
Oh, all right. It's almost 113,000.
Yep.
Listen. All right. We keep adding people all the time.
Yeah.
And with this book, I think we're going to be able to do a lot. We're planning a live news conference when the weather softens up in the spring. I got some information today about a referendum, and the person I spoke to is a commissioner, and she believes that it would be better to go for an amendment on the ADA.
Oh, really? That is?
So I'm going to follow through on that and see if we can get some interest. I'd like to find out who's going to run in 24 for president.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
That would help.
Yeah, it would.
Because people got to start planning that. So,
right.
See, if we could get one of the candidates to support our position to get the government to save money, you know, we might have a shot. So we'll see what happens. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in, keep it clean. Let's see, 845, 846, New York, Matter Glad Monday. Any callers on the line?
Okay, I see the two calls that are from before. What, they keep calling back in, and then they're there hanging out. So what would you, now one is similar to the one in the past that we've had, the first few numbers.
Oh, that's probably the same guy with the Hebrew. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that too.
All right, any other callers?
Nope. No other callers.
All right, Inner Sight. Monday, Matt or Glad, and, you know, to find things that are, that you're glad about. You know, I like to dwell on that more, although sometimes it's hard to do that when you hear all these stories. By the way, our deepest condolences to the victims of the fire in the Bronx, New York. Inner Sight stands ready. Anything we could do, I would hope that the politicians would do everything possible to protect those who have lost their home.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
You know? And I don't mean just with these horrible shelters. Above and beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the circumstances, whether that building was well heated or why this guy had on a heater. I have no
space
idea
heater.
What the details are.
A lot of them aren't well heated. They get very cold.
No,
I had a friend who lived in one of the public houses, and it's very, they only have to start putting on heat when it's 55 degrees, I think. I think that's the magic number. In New York.
Yeah. I've heard those stories many, many times.
Yeah.
And, but it was a horrible, horrible tragedy.
Yeah.
I heard that some children lost their lives.
Yeah.
Anyone who would like to have the child's name in a memorial on our show, just contact us.
Yeah.
Inner Sight at pmpmail.com.
No,
and we'd be happy to acknowledge you. Or anyone having any problems with the system because of this fire, you can call us. Inner Sight will do whatever. We'll do whatever we can to help.
That's right. We've done a lot for other people. We do the same for you.
Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. So we extend ourselves and stand ready to help people as much as we can. We don't have the money that these other agencies have. But hopefully the politicians in New York City will step up and do everything possible to help the victims of this tragedy. All right, Matter Glad Monday, Inner Sight. And that's got to be a mad, you know, fire like that. Definitely. I don't know if anybody's being charged or what the circumstances are. I'm sure that there'll be a full investigation. should be anyway.
Definitely.
All right. Television. And by the way, I got to check the Altice because a friend of mine who's trying to watch the show tells me it hasn't been on for a couple of weeks. So I'm going to call them tomorrow.
Yeah, you should.
It's supposed to be on 7:30 on Thursday. It's listed, I'm told.
Yeah. It's been on.
But then the show
wow.
is not on. So I don't know what that's about.
And also ask to see if we could come back in the studio. I don't know if we can or not.
Well, we got to wait till they open it. But I'll call tomorrow and see what I can find out. Why the show hasn't been televised.
Aaron, yeah.
And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. I got to check into that and make sure they have reruns over there. Everything's on rerun with television.
Yep. We have to get a way where we can just give a new area where we can record new shows.
Well, you gotta edit that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Not just doing the pro. If you don't do the show in the studio, you have to do all that editing. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Inner Sight. Around the world, and I know we're heard in other countries. Wish we had an 800 number. But
well,
that's another expense, see?
Yeah.
You know, you got to pay for that. If you had an 800
that's
number,
true.
you could get calls from other countries in the world. I wonder how many people listen to us in other countries who like what we say and who believe in us.
We have statistics on that, Frank. We have 84%. Yeah, we got some countries that are surprising. Recently, we had an uptick on our United Kingdom. They beat out Australia. So first, it's now us. People listen to us, or us. Okay, and that is like 85%. Then down near, it starts getting lower in the other countries, about 4% on... let's see, I'm looking at it right now. Great Britain. And then we've got like 3-ish% on, let's see here, Australia. And then we've got, hold on.
Did you say 85%?
In the United States, yeah.
Oh, United States, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but the rest.
Yeah, that's most.
Yeah, but the rest
mostly.
Of it is a combination of a lot of countries.
They're all
divided between 4% and the rest of the, people. So we do get around.
All right, so we have some listeners in other countries.
Yeah.
And
we do.
We apologize that we can't extend the phone call to you.
Right.
You know, if anyone would like to donate the 800 line, we'd love
that.
That'd
be nice. Yeah.
So we could get calls from
other countries.
Around the world. You know,
yeah.
That would be nice.
To show us a better platform to do it with, if it means that we have to, you know, possibly upgrade, but not to the point that we can't afford it. We need definitely... You know,
if somebody would donate the 800 service,
exactly.
That's all we would need.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know if you have to do an upgrade of blog. I'm not sure. Because the phone comes straight from blog, phone number. It doesn't come from anybody
else.
Yeah,
if we pay the bill, why, you know, if somebody donates the number, why would they care?
No, they don't. But what I'm saying is it comes from an upgrade, I believe, of the plan that we have. I think that's how it works. I'd have to look into it.
All right. Inner Sight, Monday, Mad or Glad. And anyone like to be on the program, drop us an email, innersight@p, pmpmail.com. No attachments, please. Tell us about yourself, why you want to be on the show, what you'd want to talk about, and put in a contact number, please, so we can get back to you. I can't get attachments on that email, so no attachments. They don't allow me attachments. All right? Again, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Innersight, every night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. And tonight's show on the Matter of Glad. You got a Matter of Glad?
I just don't like when people use our show, you know, at times and are nasty. That bothers me. That's my mad for tonight.
Well, you got to expect that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you're on the air, you're public, you know?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of people out there, you know. And,
yeah, I know.
Some of them got nothing else to do.
I just feel bad for them.
As long as they keep it clean.
That's it. Yeah, they keep it clean, then I'm happy.
That's the main
thing. The most, you know, pet peeve I have is when people don't keep it clean. And you've asked them to keep it clean.
Give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
To a certain degree.
Yeah, no. Yep.
All right, Innersight. Got a few minutes left. 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night is open mic. You can create your own subject.
Oh, no. You had
tomorrow
to say
night, Tuesday night. Right here live. And don't forget... Wednesday is our nursing home show, and again, Tracy Garner, on the author, on published on Amazon with the new book on disability. If you purchase the book, $1 goes to Innersight. So it would help keep the show on the air, and it would help us toward our goal of trying to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And the first part of that would be mostly to educate people, give out information, let people know how much money is being wasted, especially these days with this economy the way it is. Politicians should be looking for new ways to free up money to help people. And we got one for them.
Yeah.
These nursing homes. There's no reason. They're not necessary. Nursing homes are not necessary. You have hospitals. Person goes to the hospital. You help them to go back to their own home.
Yeah.
And that would be less money. Especially if you get the agencies to chip in and say, hey, you know, we'll pay for the person's phone bill or whatever it may be. You know? So let the politicians step up and do something about this. People who want to be president of the United States should really seriously consider doing something about this problem. All right, Innersight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, callers. Thank you. Innersight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090, the Innersight office number. And join us tomorrow night with the open mic live right here, Blog Talk Radio. So keep warm out there.
Definitely.
Cold in the Northeast.
Yes, it is.
I think it's warm in Texas, but down to Texas. Definitely. All right, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you so much. Inner
Good night,
Sight.
Good night, everyone.